the benefits that you're getting inside of this building do translate to your everyday life. It's a spectrum of sunlight that essentially gives your body all of the health benefits without any of the downsides.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the I Am Pain Free podcast. Last week, I had an amazing interview with Travis Ayla, who founded and has the organization called iCryo. And it's got an amazing facility in Frisco, Texas, and has a couple of other locations. But the amazing thing about it, it's just all natural help. So today we're going to dive into a little bit more details about that naturally healing that comes with from iCryo. I met a couple of teammates that are really important to his business, Justin Miles, and an awesome nurse, Tracy. And today we go through a couple of interviews and discussions with them. And we talk about just the crazy and awesome solutions they have, the red light therapy, and how they're really transforming people's lives naturally and faithfully, as I love to talk about. And then Tracy, during my discussion with her, was pretty awesome because she told me a lot about ozone therapy and autoimmune symptoms. So I think you'll really enjoy these conversations. Without any further ado, let's jump in and listen to these amazing interviews. Hey, it's Rob. I am here with Justin at iCryo, and I'm so excited to be here. This place is amazing, and they're doing wonderful things to help us be pain-free. So, hey, so excited to have you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so excited to interview you. So tell me more about the company. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, so iCryo is a company that centers around holistic options for reducing pain.
Yay.
And that's what you guys are all about, right?
Amen.
So, in its inception, iCryo was, the whole idea was so that nobody would have to go into any other building to have a treatment. There weren't a lot of places that were doing cryotherapy, red light, compression, NAD, ozone, all under one roof.
Right.
So the whole goal since its inception was to keep finding different modalities and options for people to be able to come in here and treat whatever they have. You know, when we bring somebody through the door, we don't necessarily like asking them what problem they have. Everybody's got a different hurdle or challenge they're dealing with, but some people are coming in for general pain and inflammation. Other people are coming in for something a lot more serious. There's people that come in that just need better energy levels, that want that just big reduction in inflammation, in pain, what have you.
Nice, nice. I love it. So you mentioned a number of the things that the people can, what's the most popular?
Man, it's these days, everything medically has become very, very popular here. So okay. Things like IVs, vitamin drips, vitamin shots, you know, when people hear that, you probably think of your old school IV bar. Maybe
right,
you had a
right.
tied, you know, one too many on the night before and go in there to get a little pick-me-up. But to be honest, it's significantly more impactful than just that. You know,
okay.
That something like that is an option here. But people are coming in here to get good nutrients in and make sure they have very strong nutraceuticals to give them a boost.
You know,
we've got immunity bags for really big post-COVID. We opened kind of at the peak of COVID.
Did you really?
And honestly, weren't sure how it was going to go, but things turned out, you know, that whole situation essentially pushed people into our doors.
Oh,
and a lot
wow.
of people got
I'm surprised.
Didn't really,
think it could get people
yeah.
away from the door because they didn't want to be around 100%. People and things,
you know,
right?
The hospital space was where it was at, and there were a lot of people that were looking for a more holistic option. There were a lot of people that were scared to go into a hospital
right.
or weren't getting the kind
am.
Of treatment. Yeah, they weren't getting the kind of treatment or the kind of you know, that big reduction in pain or just the wanting to improve their general health wasn't
right.
happening in that space. And, you know, you guys are all about getting people off medications, and we're one and the same in that aspect.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mind looking at the camera?
Yeah.
This is awesome. So a lot of things that I'm working on myself, right? I mentioned at one point that I had gout. And so I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to talk to the team about how they're going to help me with a little gout problem that I've got. So
it's been fun to actually figure out the different ways to do it, you know, because one of the things that I teach in the book is all about balance your body.
Yeah.
And then nutrition, right, is so important. And belief, right? Belief that you can get better. And
yeah.
So we talk about faith. We talk about the power of your mind and how important your mind is in getting healthy. But then just doing the right things for your body. Right? God gave us an amazing body. And if we treat it the way he built it and give it the right nutrients, like you're doing with the IV drips and other things, that then it can start healing itself. Right. And then you use these other modalities, which is super cool. So
yeah.
One of the things that I've been doing a lot of research on and work with is red light therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to learn more about what you guys are doing there. What's the red light therapy bed and what other types of things are you doing with the red light?
Yeah. So red light really, really blew up post COVID because red light comes from sunlight. It's a spectrum of sunlight that essentially gives your body all of the health benefits without any of the downsides. You know, standing out in direct sunlight, you've got blue light, red light, infrared light, and ultraviolet, which
okay.
can, you know, all be, you know, so one of them's beneficial, three of them not so much, especially
okay.
in large doses.
Right.
So our bed is the equivalent of about 4 hours worth of direct sunlight in 12 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you're
that's
getting
amazing.
All of the upside without
yeah.
any of the danger from ultraviolet, you know, any of the headache you can get from blue light or the heat from the infrared.
Right.
So that's penetrating a little bit deeper than something like cryotherapy. So essentially, everything here is very synergistic. It's all designed to work with each other. So
okay.
We'll very frequently we'll have somebody come in, say with an issue like gout.
Yeah.
And they'll come in and say, well, should I be doing the whole body cryo? Should I be doing the red light? Should I be doing the compression? And the answer is always yes.
You
absolutely
all the above?
Should be doing all three.
Interesting.
And we even get a little bit more granular than most places and talk about the order with which you should do those things
yeah.
because there are benefits to doing these in a certain manner.
Okay.
So
let's
you know,
take that. Let's just take
yeah.
that example. Gout. What would you say? What would be the protocol
sure.
to do that?
With gout, for anybody that's unfamiliar, it's uric acid that can crystallize inside of your muscle tissue, and it makes it very painful to walk. It really inflames all the tissue around it, and people most commonly get it in their feet.
Yeah.
So you would do something like compression, which is essentially just compressed air. It's squeezing and releasing on that muscle tissue to help break it up, essentially, so that your body's lymphatic system can essentially just push it out of your body. So you do that to weaken the crystals that are built up. Then you do something like red light. Red light penetrates very deep into the skin, so it's cutting down inflammation you have at the level of your tendons, your connective tissue, your vital organs, where something like cryo can't reach that far down.
Interesting.
So you're dealing with the inflammation significantly deeper in the body than something like cryo. That being said, there's still a big benefit to doing cryo afterward.
Okay.
Because you have all that inflamed tissue at the top of your feet and at the bottom of your feet that is causing that deep pain. So rather than treating one third of the problem or two thirds of the problem, we're treating the entire issue.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, top
that's
to awesome. Bottom, inside
that's
and
awesome.
Out.
I'm excited to actually try that. Well, I'm going to try some of these things today, and I'll take some video, and you'll see some examples of these awesome modalities in action.
Yeah.
Which will be really cool. Hey, it's Rob. I am here. I cryo, and I'm going to be doing some treatments. They've got some amazing facility here. They do have an amazing facility. They've got this really cool cryo machine. I am going to be doing some oxygenation therapy. Going to be doing some red light therapy. Got some really cool, just basic changing rooms, but it's really neat. They've got these nice chairs over here to do the IV therapy. And you can see, guess what that room is? You can tell with the color of the thing, red light therapy room. So that's gonna be cool. Gonna be some neat modalities we're gonna test for just pain relief in general. It's just awesome to see a facility like this and how they're really helping people be pain-free naturally and faithfully. So what have you done personally?
Everything.
Well, obviously,
yeah.
You probably used them all, but
services,
what's
yeah.
something that's been a problem? Have you had a problem and you've come and it's helped you?
Not necessarily a problem. So I'm a good example of somebody who I had really gotten interested in this because I work out all the time, you know, awesome. A big fitness buff. My whole family has been fit their entire lives.
Love
and just
it.
Parents, we all train together.
Nice.
So I essentially was just looking for a reduction in inflammation, pain, so I could train harder, train longer.
Yeah.
That's always the goal for anybody that's, you know, really fitness oriented. And I initially started with something like cryo and, you know, had never heard of red light, had never really heard of compression. It just wasn't big where I was from. And saw a big benefit, you know, energy levels improved, the blood flow improved, you're getting better feeling and overall energy in the gym. Like it really made a big impact for me personally.
That's awesome.
So that's where, even if somebody is coming in here and they don't have a debilitating health issue or, you know, anything of that nature, young athletes come in here, we have multiple Cowboys players come in here, different people, athletes, triathlons, you know, whatever someone's doing, they can really get a big benefit inside of here and outside. And the benefits that you're getting inside of this building do translate to your everyday life, because that big reduction in pain and inflammation, you may not necessarily know what it's going to do to you until you get on the other side of it.
Okay.
A lot of people get very accustomed to a certain pain threshold. And when your body gets used to that, you don't feel it as much.
Okay.
So when you start dealing with the problem, you start reducing the inflammation, you start reducing the pain, you essentially get back to your normal and you get away from what has become your new normal. So we'll have people that, even something like red light, most people will see the benefits more pronounced if they don't do it for a little while.
Really?
Because it's bringing that back down.
So and you when, do it for a little bit and then you take a break and then...
No, if you take a break, that's when you'll start
when
to
you
notice.
Really notice.
That's, we hear all the time that, you know, people come in, they're like, I'm not sure if it's, if the red light is what's doing it. Maybe it's just the cryo.
Cool.
Don't do red light for the next week. And they always
come back
and they're like, man,
give me on that red
I
light,
should
man.
Not have stopped doing red light. I'm gonna book out my next 5 reservations in advance to make
there
sure that I'll be covered and I'm good to go.
I love it. So how do you charge for stuff like this? What is it, each individual? Do you have a monthly thing?
Yeah, I mean, we have tons and tons of different options. We can build out custom packages for people. So if they're traveling a bunch or they, you know, they don't have an easy option to get in here, we can always set something up specifically for that individual. And we have monthly pass options that somebody can take advantage of. Essentially, we wanted to make it so that there was something for everybody.
Awesome.
And to really make it as easy as possible. You know, being centered in Dallas where we're at, you know, we're North Dallas, Frisco area. We have lots of people that travel out of here. You know, myself, Travis, the other owner, we're constantly on the move. So we're, you know, very happy to be in an area that we have access to things like this and where we can take care of people just that are like-minded like us, entrepreneurs.
Right.
I mean, this area is booming. So
yeah, it's a hot area.
Yeah.
Well, sounds exciting with what you're doing. Anything else? What just tell me some examples of people that it has helped. Like, what are some of your fun stories?
Being that we are a licensed medical facility in the state of Texas, but essentially we're not a hospital, so we're not, you know, essentially curing anything, treating anything. You know, we can't go
claim
into
any
that.
Of, any
we can't claim any of that.
Gotcha.
But we have seen some pretty incredible stories come out of here. You know, there's a young kid named Chad who is autistic.
Okay.
And his mother had brought him in here. She was looking for a targeted red light therapy device that we have to use on his head. And we had just gotten the device around the time that I met him. She had some experience with
the
device.
Bed?
That one's not the bed.
Okay,
it is
it's a
targeted option, yeah.
Okay.
And he had come in here and was very nonverbal, wouldn't talk to anybody, wouldn't look at anybody.
Okay.
And after... I want to say about a week of treating him, I did a cognitive protocol. I'm just hitting 2 spots on his forehead to hit the frontal lobe, 2 spots in the base of the neck to hit the temporal, and his C1 through a C7. The whole thing took maybe 8 minutes.
Wow.
And after about a week, I was sitting literally right where we are right now and had somebody tap me on the shoulder. You know, it's a busy Saturday. I didn't even have the time to turn around and see who it was. And somebody, you know, he had asked me, Mr. Miles, I'm ready to get my red light started. And I was like, whatever, no big deal. And I turned around, and it was Chad.
And it was him?
And he was staring just eye to eye with me, looking me right in the face. And I was like, come again? What was that, Chad? He said, I'd like to get my red light started. And I was stunned to silence.
I can imagine.
For the last week, he wouldn't say two words to me. And now a week later, after doing this treatment, he's talking to me. We went in that room and he talked about all of his favorite TV shows and things he was doing. And his mom was just smiling ear to ear. And I was like, imagine. Man, this is incredible.
Right.
I've never seen a turnaround like that fast before. And she referred about six other kids that she knew that had the same issues and were in the same school system. And I mean, you take something like that and look at the impact that can have for these kids and their parents. Like, it's tremendous.
Yeah, just think of that. But awesome young man is now just living a different life, right? But he was excited to be able to express, because he could, obviously his mind's still working, right? And just to be able to express it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's a very neat thing. I love stories like that. So this has been awesome. Anything else you'd like to talk about before we finish?
Yeah, I would say that if you guys have never tried this before, definitely give it a shot. You know, I know that a lot of this stuff used to be very, what's the term for it? It was, non-traditional medicine or, just if you're dealing with pain, you're dealing with inflammation, if you have anything, muscle aches, pains, cramps, anything that's really debilitating, don't discount an option like this. Don't just go to the doctor and have them load you up with some medication.
Yeah.
You definitely, there are options out there and a lot of them are becoming more commercially available. It's easier to access than it has ever been across the whole lifespan of it. It's blowing up. We're getting more access to more modalities literally day by day.
Yeah,
we have more companies reaching out to us from hyperbaric options, the pressure chambers, the oxygen chambers, regenerative medicine, and stem cell is an option that's being discussed, in this whole industry across the board. In the next 10 years, this whole industry is going to jump 20 to 30.
Awesome.
It feels like that's where the technology is going. So
that's good. We
definitely
need it, right?
We definitely do. And it's with, just everybody's busy schedules in today's day and age. You definitely want to be taking care of yourselves and make sure you're taking care of yourself the right way.
I like it. So you guys are here in Dallas. What are the other facilities?
Yeah, iCryos are all over the place. Our franchise, the partners in this one, and our CEO, Travis, we have a location in Phoenix, Arcadia. We're getting ready to open one in Vegas this year.
Nice.
We're looking at a ton of others all over the place.
That's exciting. Yeah. Well, awesome to meet you. Thanks for taking the time.
Likewise,
I'm excited to try some of these modalities and get my foot better.
Absolutely.
And life is going to be good. So, pleasure meeting you.
Likewise, brother.
Right. Thanks a lot. Hey, here we are again at iCryo, and iCryo.
Yeah.
Okay, say that 10 times fast. But excited to meet Tracy. Thank you, Tracy.
Hi.
Excited to learn more about a couple of modalities. So we're going to go try a couple of them and to explain to me what they are and why I'm going to be doing it.
So one of the things that we offer here is called ozone, and ozone is a great way to decrease pain and inflammation. I myself have autoimmune disease, so I have lots of swelling in my joints and lots of pain. My doctors at one point wanted to put me on a medication that's toxic to your kidneys, and I was like, nope.
Good for you.
Ozone has made a world of difference for me. It's a really quick procedure, we do.
Go ahead.
What we do, I'm like looking at you like I'm talking to you.
Of course, it's natural. Let's start again.
Okay, sure.
That was awesome. All right, Tracy, so we're going to try one of these modalities, right?
And right.
One of the modalities is ozone, right? Is that what it is?
That is.
Explain more about that.
Sure. So ozone is a great modality to use to help decrease pain and inflammation. I myself have autoimmune disease, and I have lots of swelling in my joints. At one point, my doctors wanted to start me on a medication that's toxic to your kidneys, and I refused.
Good for you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so I've been doing ozone for the past year and had a great response to that. So the way that ozone works is we pop an IV in, take about 60 mLs of blood from that IV. That's less than 1% of your total blood volume. To that, we add 160 cc's of normal saline, and then ozone, which is a hyperoxygenated oxygen molecule. So things like cancers, mold disease, Lyme exposure, infections, inflammation can't live in an oxygen-rich environment. So what we do is we reinfuse that blood through an LED light chamber that cleanses your blood and put that back into your body. Wow. The whole procedure, start to finish, takes about 35, 40 minutes, so it's not really long. And it works amazing for inflammation. I've seen a lot of really good results with people that have rheumatoid arthritis. We have a guest that has had a tumor on his kidney that is now completely gone after doing lots of treatments of ozone. Awesome. So it's really exciting. And ozone is a great way to boost that immune system.
Awesome. We all need that in these post-COVID days.
And 100%.
Who knows what they're going to throw at us next, right?
Right, so right.
Immune system strong is good.
Especially right now. Yeah. So, yeah. So we're getting ready to put your IV in so we can start ozone. Like I mentioned before, we're going to take 60 cc's of blood off of that IV. That's less than 1% of your blood volume to that. I'm going to add that to normal saline and add ozone to that. And then we'll get you infusing. That's the LED light machine right there.
Okay.
It's off right now, but it'll turn on, and that's what cleanses your blood.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You'll have clean blood.
Yes.
That's good.
It's like an oil change for your body. So your blood now went from that dark red color to the strawberry color.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see the bubbles in there. That's the oxygen. It's now hyperoxygenated.
Okay.
This is the filter that sits in the LED light chamber.
Okay.
And as you can see, there are spirals in there.
Yeah.
The blood spirals through that, and the cells get pushed to the wall of this glass filter so it can cleanse the blood, the light can.
Oh, cool.
So that'll sit in here, and then we'll start it here in just a minute. And then one of the other services that we have, too, is red light therapy. That is also a great way to boost that immune response as well. So red light decreases inflammation. The way that it does that is it works at the cellular level. Things can build up in your cells called oxidative stress, and red light decreases that. So that oxidative stress is what causes pain and inflammation. So if we can decrease that, we're going to decrease pain. We're going to decrease inflammation. We're going to boost your immune system, help you sleep better, and all these other great benefits that come from it. I always try to get people to do red light after an IV because it just helps your cells take up all those good things we just gave to you even more. So it's a great service to do right after an IV.
Oh, interesting. That makes sense. So I've done a lot of research on red light therapy, and there's like different depths that the red light therapy will work with, right? So what different types of red light therapies do you guys do here?
So we have the red light therapy for our red light bed. That's the cellular level. Okay. And then we have our infrared sauna. That penetrates deeper. That's more at the muscular level.
Okay.
And so that, when you get into our sauna, there's different lights. Chromotherapy is what it is. So there's a red light, there's a green light, there's a blue light. They each do their own things.
Okay.
So the red light's going to boost your metabolic rate, and that's going to help you burn calories, and it's going to help you sweat out all those toxins from your body, right?
Okay.
The blue light's going to help with inflammation in your joints. The green light's going to help with infections, help you just get rid of sinus infections and things like that. So there's all different things that you can do in that sauna that really help as well. So this is very much like a tanning bed.
Okay.
The timer's automatic, so we'll set it out there for you. You got a 2-minute countdown. You're going to lay down and pull that down as far as you'd like it to go.
Okay.
And it's just going to envelop your body with red light, which is going to help decrease that inflammation that you've got going on.
All right.
You're going to want to undress to your level of comfort. Okay. Most people get in here just in their birthday suit. That's the best way to do it. More skin exposure, the better.
Okay.
And it'll be 12 minutes long. So I'll set the timer and then you'll be all set.
Okay? All right. Sounds good.
Let's
give it a shot. This place is amazing.
Right? It's great. It really is.
I love how you're helping so many people, you know, be pain-free.
100%. Right? And the really cool thing too is I've in the past year, I've lost 65 pounds.
Wow, congratulations.
I've done that by doing services here.
Really?
So ozone, red light, all the things that boost your metabolism, help you get rid of inflammation. If your body's inflamed, you can't lose weight. It slows down your metabolic rate. So doing these services here just helps you be healthier all around.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, what a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for taking the time. We're going to go try some of these cool modalities.
So sounds good.
Signing off.
If you enjoyed in this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for, you know, a pain relief solution. But here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And getting access to this is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, simply open up your text messaging app and send the word pain-free, it can be one or two words, to 41-PAIN-FREE. So that's 417-246-3733. Again, that's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no big deal, right? Just visit impainfree.com. Super easy, impainfree.com. You can access this private podcast series instantly for no cost. Right? This isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the triple B blueprint for pain-free existence. It really is a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free naturally and faithfully, right? That's my passion. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we're thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Just grab that cell phone, you know, grab your text messaging app, type pain-free in there, and just send it to 417-246-3733. Or, you know, like I mentioned, go to impainfree.com and unlock this exclusive content, all completely free. God bless.